Hi, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we read you an excerpt from one of our favorite books about sexuality and then have a short conversation about it and leave you with a tip or challenge for you to try out in your own sex life. For deep, penetrating conversations, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes of Speaking of Sex. But for quickies, join us each Wednesday for Just the Tip. You can find an archive of all of our podcasts, well over 100 episodes now, over at PleasureMechanics.com. And when you are ready to master new erotic skills, check out our online courses, covering everything from foreplay mastery to couples massage to erotic spanking. Our online courses are designed to help you master new erotic skills so you can be a more confident and fabulous lover. Use the code JUSTTHETIP at checkout for 20% off the course of your choice. So this week, I want to talk about the huge historic event that happened last Friday, June 26, 2015, when the Supreme Court decided to legalize gay marriage in America. And of course, this has been a long time coming. The gay rights movement has been happening since long before the Stonewall riots in 1969. But for many people, this is a landmark watershed decision that legalizes gay marriage and creates more civil rights, equality for gay, lesbian, queer citizens. And of course, we celebrate this. Anything that equalizes civil rights amongst our citizens is a positive thing. But I want to read to you a short passage, a tiny passage from the majority decision of the Supreme Court, and then talk about how gay marriage can help your marriage, whether you're gay or straight, by queering what it means to be married and what it means to be a man and a woman. All right, so here is a short passage from the majority decision of the Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage. Quote, "The ancient origins of marriage confirm its centrality, but it has not stood in isolation from developments in law and society. The history of marriage is one of both continuity and change. That institution, even as confined to opposite-sex relations, has evolved over time." End quote. So this idea that marriage changes its definition and evolves over time is absolutely true. Marriage has never just been one man and one woman. It has looked a lot of different ways in different cultures, in different time periods, and everything from a man being allowed to have more than one wife to what it means to trade women as property between father and husband to who's allowed to marry who based on race and class. There have been a lot of different definitions of marriage as dictated by the law. And so what we're seeing now is simply another expansion of the definition of marriage that allows any two people to get married regardless of their birth sex. This idea of gender and sex is a different conversation for a different time, but basically what it's saying is that two women, two men, a man and a woman can get married. Now, this is great for civil rights. Marriage comes with about 1,000 rights and privileges attached to it, and equal access to these rights is a good thing. Everything from hospital visitation to legal paths to immigration to taxes and healthcare and all that boring stuff. But we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how this affects your sex life. And how I see it is this. By redefining marriage to include people of the same sex, we are expanding our ideas of gender roles within marriage. The idea that a man and a woman got married, the man went out to be a breadwinner, the woman stayed home as a mother and keeper of the household, was pretty much the ongoing script up until maybe 50 years ago. And then we had the women's rights movement. Women started working outside the home, and these gender roles had to be reevaluated because all women were not now stay-at-home mothers. What queer marriage can do for your marriage and your relationship and your sex life is this. No longer is it assumed that there is one way to be a man and one way to be a woman. What we're seeing within queer relationships is there are many ways of being men and many ways of being women, and that different people have different needs and different desires when it comes to their gender roles and their sex roles. And we have discussed a lot of the ways that queerness has already trickled into the heterosexual community. When we talk about men receiving prostate massage and anal play, this idea that anal sex doesn't make you gay is a pretty new idea. It used to be thought that if you were into anal play and you were a man, that you must be a homosexual. And of course, we know that this is not true, that straight men love anal play from their women and love getting off by having women touch their butts. And that's fabulous. And this is a benefit we get from queering straight sex. Another example is women focusing on their orgasm. It used to be that women's orgasm was nowhere in the equation. It didn't matter. Women weren't even thought to have consistent orgasms, and striving to give women orgasms certainly was not the point of heterosexual sex. And then women started speaking up and saying that their sexual pleasure was important too, and now we can think about sex in a way that focuses on female orgasm and expands the definition of sex beyond simply penis to vagina intercourse and include all of those amazing ways of having sex, like oral sex and hand sex, that allow women to experience more pleasure. Yet another example is BDSM. BDSM used to be a very specific subculture that you had to seek out and find and gain entrance to. And now it's been popularized and it's part of the mainstream dialogue about sex. And we receive so many emails from couples about how to have kinky sex and how to explore BDSM in their relationships and their marriages. And we're happy to say we're coming out with a course for you all. Stay tuned. But these expansions of what it means to have a sexual relationship and be sexual within your marriage have expanded, and they're going to continue to expand now with gay marriage, as we see that there are so many ways of creating a family, creating a marriage and a long-term relationship, and that sexuality has always been and will continue to be about diversity. And so what I want to challenge you is to think about how you can queer your straight relationship. Meaning, how can you shake up your gender roles? How can you think about sexual diversity as it applies to you, even if you're heterosexual, and start living a more authentic sex life? Because if there's one thing we can learn from the queer community, which of course I'm a part of, it's that there are so many ways to be sexual, and each individual has a unique sexual expression and gender expression that makes them who they are. And this diversity is beautiful. That's why we have the rainbow flag as our pride symbol, because it reflects the diversity within our community. And if you are a straight person, you too have a unique sexual and gender expression that makes you who you are. But a lot of us are constrained by the societal expectations of what it means to be a man, what it means to be a woman, what it means to be a good girl in bed, what it means to be a powerful man in bed. And we let these expectations limit our sexual expression. So do some soul searching and think about if there is one way that you are being held back by societal expectations and how you might come out as a more authentic version of yourself and express who you are as an authentic sexual being. And this might be asking for a desire you've had in secret for a long time. This might mean wearing slightly different clothes when you go out in the world and feeling sexier for it. And it might mean simply allowing yourself to be a more complicated being. Maybe you're a very masculine man who loves to bake cupcakes, and letting yourself bake cupcakes is a fuller expression of who you are and makes you a little bit happier, and we are all the better for it. And it might mean something big, like asking your partner for prostate massage or pegging, even if that scares you to ask because of how your partner might react, and perhaps they will be happy to give you what you want in bed. So our challenge this week is for us all to be a little bit more authentically ourselves, to come out into the world with our full sexual and gender expression, and let our freak flags fly. Let us all be a little more queer in order to celebrate this landmark decision from the Supreme Court, and know that we are all strengthened because of the diversity amongst us. You can be in touch with us at the website, pleasuremechanics.com. We'd love to hear what you have to say. And while you're there, check out our podcast archive and, of course, our online courses that are designed to help you become a more masterful lover and let your full expression shine in the bedroom. We'll see you on Friday for a full episode of Speaking of Sex. I'm Chris from pleasuremechanics.com. Cheers.